strong in content marketing. We'll start the show right after this word from Purple Pineapple Fitness.
Don't have time for the gym? Do you want to get in shape and feel better, but you don't have a plan? Then call Suzanne and Amy at Purple Pineapple Fitness. They are experienced, certified personal trainers who will come to you in the comfort and privacy of your own home or office. They'll create a customized exercise plan just for you and work with you side by side to keep you excited and motivated. And they're affordable too. Call Purple Pineapple Fitness at 352-658-1191. That's 352-658-1191 for a free complimentary consultation.
So, welcome back. It's good to have you here. Once again, for those folks who don't know, it's Marketing Matters. And Jerry, I'm turning it over to you because you always got a full plate going here. I'm just going to get out of your way.
Well, you know, it's funny because we have today, we have Angela Welsh from the Life Center of Hernando, and they're a nonprofit agency. And I did a little research to try to find out how, you know, other nonprofits are using the internet to generate, donations and traffic to their website, et cetera, without very little or low or no budget. And I came up with a ton of stuff. We're never going to get to all of it today, so we're just going to try to hit on as much as we can. But Angela, why don't you tell us about, you know, your organization so that the listeners can know what you do.
Okay, the Life Center of Hernando is a nonprofit organization that takes care of young moms and their children who are at risk of being homeless. We opened up our first residence a year ago in Brooksville. We currently have two residents with one pending coming in. Our home has three bedrooms. That's our first home. We started small, but we've been full since we opened our doors.
That's great.
And that started back in March. And since then, we've seen and helped 10 families now come through, have their babies, or get on their feet and move on.
Well, that's great. Now, you know, obviously, I want to make sure that we get to the really important stuff for you today, which is really about, you know, generating awareness of your organization and getting donations to your organization. I think that's really important. And I saw that. I've been following you on Facebook, and I saw that you did a little campaign on Facebook to get a computer, and that worked out pretty good,
right?
Yes, it
did.
And are there other things that you guys, like, desperately need from people to donate besides just cash money?
Well, we are 100% volunteer-based,
okay.
So people who want to volunteer their time are welcome. Immediate needs is always cash to pay for our utilities and other things that come up during the month. We do need stuff like right now we need a twin mattress.
Okay.
So things do come up and we try to incorporate those needs onto Facebook, which is working so far, but I know there's so much more that we can be doing with no budget because we are, again, nonprofit, and that's what we're interested in learning. How can we optimize what we're already doing?
Okay, well, people can make cash donations and one-time donations, right? And they can also do monthly donations.
Yes, they
for
can.
As little as $10 a month to help support your organization. And they can do that from your website, right?
Yes. Yes, they can.
And how do they get to your website? What is the URL? It's Life Center of Hernando, not the, it's just.
It's www.lifecenterofhernando.com.
Okay, so if they go to that website, I know because I actually helped convert their site this week to a new WordPress platform. They can go on there and click on the PayPal donate button and just donate.
That's right.
Right from there. So now you mentioned a dream list here on the Q&A you gave to me. It's so what is the dream list thing that you really have?
Our ultimate goals are things like another location because we turn away girls every day, so we need more room.
Because you're full.
Because we're full,
okay.
and you know, every day we get calls for young women with children who are desperate for shelter. The other big dream item is a car or a van for the Life Center because being located in Brooksville, it's hard for these girls to get to their services, to get to their jobs, to get to schools. So those are our two big dream items, a vehicle and another home.
And besides money and pledges, what other ways can listeners help with you guys?
They can help us by volunteering. Of course, the monthly pledge, but there's volunteering for things like covering life skill classes, driving the girls around to their different appointments while we're, you know, before we get a car, getting involved in just as a benefactor or a mentor. I mean, there's numerous things that, that volunteers can get involved with. You know, we have handyman projects at our residence and at our learning center. So we have more than enough things for volunteers to get involved with. They just need to reach out and contact us.
All right. So tell the listeners something about, like, the children in that you have in the shelter.
The children come in with their moms, of course. We've had, I think, three babies that women came in pregnant and had their babies. The children come in, their babies are preschoolers, and one of the things that we have is across the street from our residence, we have a learning center, which we've developed into a preschool for the residents' children. And Barbara Lemoyne, our executive director, is holding parent as educator classes with those, you know, with the young moms and their children, and teaching them about how to teach your children, how to be a better parent, how to really optimize on their learning, these very important learning years. So okay. That's what we're doing. And but they're mostly, we limit, I believe the age is six for children.
Okay. Well, I think it's fantastic what you're doing, and I think that some of the other things that you've mentioned here that I'm gonna say for you, I think people need to know that you guys, you know, because you have to pay for everything that you need from donations, and you guys need hurricane supplies, right, for
yes,
hurricane
that's
season?
That's our latest. Yeah, we're trying to get the house prepped for hurricane
and,
season.
And, you know, you mentioned the shoe drive in September. So are you looking for shoes from... For children or
no,
adult,
there,
or adult women,
no, there's
girls?
An organization okay. that collects shoes,
okay.
men, women, work shoes,
everything.
Dress shoes. And what they do is they'll give you money for those shoes because those shoes go out to places like
okay.
the Philippines where there were huge disaster.
Fundraiser.
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And
fantastic.
It works both ways.
All right. We're gonna try to get into a couple of really great areas about how you guys can generate some traffic to your website and subsequently generate leads and donations.
Yep.
Okay. But first and foremost, I want to make sure that I don't run out of time and not be able to tell you this. Okay.
Okay.
I found today something I never even knew existed when I was doing research for you. It's called YouTube for Nonprofits Program, and it's run by YouTube itself. It's you can find it at you or anybody listening can find it at youtube.com/nonprofits. You create a YouTube channel for your nonprofit. You apply to Google for nonprofits, and then they check you out, make sure that you're really a nonprofit because they give you some benefits that other YouTube channels don't have. Once you're accepted, you'll get a donate button right on your YouTube channel. Okay, you're going to get to place a call to action overlay right on your videos instead of other people's ads, which would be, you know, click here to go to my website or click here to, you know, to donate, right? You know, right in those little kind of transparent ads you see towards the bottom of the videos. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to stream videos of live events if you wanted to. Sorry, I keep turning away from the microphone. you should be able to use this in the same way anybody can use YouTube, but in a more effective way, focused on your nonprofit. And then there's another really valuable resource. Now, I didn't have time to really dig into everything they have there, but it's called Guerrilla Marketing for Nonprofits. Now, Guerrilla Marketing's been around for a long time. It's a source for marketers to learn all different areas of online marketing strategies and techniques and tools. But Guerrilla Marketing for Nonprofits, which is at gmnonprofits.com, is specifically geared to nonprofits and all of the things that you could be doing, ideas you might not have ever thought of to generate money for your nonprofit. Okay?
That's on YouTube. You just go to YouTube and then you put /nonprofits.
Yeah, it's
that's YouTube. How you find it.
YouTube.com/nonprofits for the YouTube for Nonprofits program. And for Guerrilla Marketing for Nonprofits, it's gmnonprofits.com.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Stand by.
IT consulting. Online marketing requires expertise many small businesses don't possess. The ones that embrace this technology can dominate their local markets or even go global. We help businesses develop digital marketing strategies to make money online, and we can help yours too. Call 352-610-9890. That's 352-610-9890 for a free consultation and complimentary analysis of your website.
Don't have time for the gym? Do you want to get in shape and feel better, but you don't have a plan? Then call Suzanne and Amy at Purple Pineapple Fitness. They are experienced, certified personal trainers who will come to you in the comfort and privacy of your own home or office. They'll create a customized exercise plan just for you and work with you side by side to keep you excited and motivated. And they're affordable too. Call Purple Pineapple Fitness at 352-658-1191. That's 352-658-1191 for a free complimentary consultation.
WWJV News Talk 1450 and 103.9 FM.
Welcome back to Marketing Matters. Jerry's here. His guest today is Angela. Yeah, I guess we really don't think about this a lot, but you know, the internet is there's so much marketing out there available for. Especially for nonprofits. I mean, this is an aspect of it that I wouldn't even have thought of for a nonprofit group.
Well, what I was going to say is one of the great things about meeting Jerry and having Jerry work with us is you're right. There is enormous amount of information out on the internet. But one of the problems is finding the time to do that research. And when you're running a nonprofit and you're doing it as a volunteer, you probably have 15 other things on your plate and filling, you know, fitting this in. So Jerry has cut out a lot of that research for us. And I'd like to, you know, talk more about what we could do.
Absolutely.
And really put that into the work. So thanks, Jerry, so much.
Hey, you know, you're welcome. I'm glad to have you on it. I'm glad to have been able to bring you on the show. Because I attended your ribbon cutting and and I showed up late. But if I didn't show up late, a lot of this wouldn't have happened. I ended up working with you to get your website out from under a website operator that was kind of holding it hostage.
Yes.
And we don't have to get into any of that. But I got it back from you.
Let's not waste our time. Right.
And it's all converted now to a nice SEO friendly, search engine friendly web platform. And so now I'm looking at your site and what you have going on already, and I thought, okay, well, what are the things that you need to be really concentrating on? And one of the things is, you know, content. Content is everything, and you're going to hear this in every single show that we do, okay? Content is king. And I have a lot of people that I talk to and other guests that are going to be coming on the show that have even asked me the question, well, you know, I hear what does relevant content actually mean? I mean, you know, it's just a buzzword, but what does it really mean? And what it really is all about is, you know, what can you do to provide information to people who are out there looking for you? You know, and that's really what it's all about. So if you have a business, I don't care if, you know, you're selling guns and knives or if you're selling cupcakes, it doesn't matter. People are out there looking for stuff. And, you know, look, the Pet Rock made millions of dollars. So there's enough people out there for any business. I don't care what it is. You know, so how do they find...
Of course, Angela's way too young to know what you're talking about.
She has
no idea what you're talking about.
Right?
Pet Rock. It was from like the 40s or something like that. Wasn't that...
She's
my way
head.
Too young
Thank
to understand
you for that.
That.
Hey, yes,
ma'am. I can see, you know, the internet and the Pet Rock idea, you know, making a big comeback, you know. But that's
buy
funny.
Stock now.
But look, you know, all right, so what the relevant content, what you need to really kind of think about is what's called inbound marketing, okay? And inbound marketing is everything that you can do to drive people to your website organically. And you can do that with social media and blogging. But, you know, blogging is a really big issue. People don't have a problem with this. So what do I write about? Well, you write about everything you're doing, okay? If you have an event, you write about that. If you, when I send you the MP3 from this show, you can put it on your blog and blog about it. You can say what a great time you had on the show or, you know, or whatever you want to say about it. You can do press releases. You can do email marketing and archive those on your blog. Every single thing that you add to your website as content is going to cause Google and other search engines to recrawl your site. And every time they have to recrawl your site, it increases your visibility. Okay, so Google's saying, hey, there's a lot of activity going on here versus the other guy who has a brochure site that he hasn't updated in 2 years. You're going to rank higher on the search terms that you're looking for people to find you with in a search. And, you know, so on your blog, you can create categories for every single blog post. And I would create newsletter category, press release category, news category, donations category, events category, and those kinds of things that you can basically segregate each all of that content into various things. And then you can create web pages specific that just kind of feed from your blog those particular topics. And I can show you how to do that, you know, at another time. We're not going to get into that technical stuff here. But, because really it's all about SEO, and this is a big misconception. I know there's people out there listening who know what I'm talking about, and there's those who have this misconception. You know, SEO is really not about your site. It's about keywords. Okay, search engine optimization is about keywords. It's about marrying your site content, your blog posts, your news articles, everything about that you have about your business or your nonprofit to what people are actually searching for. So, you know, you have to do research. You have to use Google Analytics to find out what these search terms are, which you can do. But one of the ways you can actually use Google and their awesome keyword, you know, data mining network is to put something called the Google Ad Network right on your website. And what you basically do is you create space on your blog on the sidebar of every web page that Google can show ads to your visitors. And if they click on those ads, you get paid. All right, so you create an account and Google shares the ad revenue that the advertiser is paying for that click. And who gets the money? Well, if it's on Google search results, they get the money. But if it's on your website, you share. And I should have looked up the exact percentage. I want to say that it's like 30 to them and 70 to you, or it could be 40, 60, something like that. But they're actually giving you a platform, and maybe I got it backwards. I don't know. But you still get a good percentage. You get a chunk of the money from every ad. And depending on the keyword, some keywords are worth $10. Some keywords are worth 50 cents. In my business, in software development, the keywords are extremely competitive. So, you know, it's nothing to find a keyword that is worth $25 in an ad bid to say, I'm going to bid $25 to get a click on this ad, okay? Because that one click can turn into thousands of dollars in revenue. So, all right, then the next thing that you can do is, you know, obviously we talked about content, which is your blog. But also content is your YouTube, it's your social media posts, which you are doing very, very well, by the way, you guys. I've been following you along, and you do a lot of posts, you do a lot of, you know, calls to action to the people who follow you and asking them to help, to donate, to come to events, things like that. And you got to keep doing that stuff. But I would add your www.lifecenterofhernando.com to the end of every one of those posts. Okay, it's going to create a lot of links back to your website from social media.
Well, because our website has been kind of dormant over the past year,
really,
and with your help,
it, right?
It's really being resurrected.
Right.
I think we are now, it's almost a good thing, because now we have almost an empty canvas to build on and build a lot of what it is you're talking about here. And once that's up and running and we're done, then we can link our Facebook posts right to our website.
Well, look, it's no secret, okay, that people are going to want to donate to your organization when they feel something. They're going to, you know, it's all about, you know, emotion, and people will see, if they see one picture on your website with a donate button, that's going to be one thing. But if you have a lot of content, rich articles, you can tap into your members, your affiliate businesses that work with you, other volunteers to create this content. You can have people doing the videos. You can have people writing the blog posts. They can just provide it to you in a text format. Mm-hmm. You can post it up, or you can give them an account on mm-hmm. the blog itself, so they can post their own stuff. The main thing is to create lots of content, mm-hmm. pictures, videos, stories, and people are going to start to read these things and become familiar and feel like, wow, you know, I feel like I want to donate. I met you guys once and I wanted to donate. I donated a ton of my time already, mm-hmm. right? To convert the
website
right.
and
all
That's
that.
That's right.
And other people are going to want to do that too. But that is really the key, is to create this content. And you're using social media, Facebook, but you need to get on LinkedIn. You should have a Twitter account if you don't already.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Pinterest.
We just set it up a couple of weeks ago. Not Pinterest,
okay.
not
Pinterest
yet.
Pinterest is really good for you guys because of the pictures and the videos. You can put the pictures on Facebook and you can put the pictures on YouTube, but you can also put them on Pinterest. And, you know, and so
Great point.
Yeah, get yep. more activity on those pictures and videos and awareness because Pinterest is a really, really popular social media site. Google Plus is real important because it gets you to create a verified organization for your business. And once you're verified, you tie that to your website, you will rank higher automatically in Google because of the fact that you're a verified business. And then, obviously, we talked about YouTube. Some of the other things that you could be doing is enlisting, like I said, enlisting the people that you have already involved in your organization and create a street team. And one of the interesting things that I thought of that you could probably do is just actually ask everybody, every time I post on Facebook, please like it, share it, and comment. Because I'm going to tell everybody out there who doesn't already know, Facebook has reduced organic reach of pages to less than 7%. That means if you have 20,000 followers and you post something, only 7% of those people are going to see it. They won't ever get to the other people's timelines. It used to be they would wait till Saturday when the person logged on and said, oh, yeah, no, this guy didn't see Jerry's post, so we're going to post it right now. Doesn't work that way anymore. They want you to boost your post and spend money. And it's no surprise that when you hover over the button, it says $200 is a suggested boost for every post. So, well, at least it does on my page. You know, and that's probably because I made the mistake of spending money on Facebook ads mm-hmm. in the past. But you just want to have people organically share mm-hmm. and like. Tell them, make an effort to, when you see it, do this. Because the more people that do that, it's similar to Google's rankings. Facebook is going to say, oh, this is a page with lots of activity. So people are interested in what you're saying. So we will make sure we show it to more people.
I'm so glad you said that because I don't think people understand how important Facebook liking is. So thank you for I ask that every time I see my board. So thank you.
I know somebody with 20,000 fans and they'll do a post and it'll be like, you know, 57 people saw this post. So,
wow. Okay.
The online marketing, I'm sorry, the online donation process, I think just from what I saw on your site and what I've seen and working with it the last few days, you need to get a lot more information there. You need addresses.
On our website.
People
yes.
might want to give you a large donation and will not do it on PayPal. Give them an address they can send
okay.
a check to. Give them locations, address where they can drop off those the mm-hmm. clothing and the shoes mm-hmm. you know, that's a shoe drive. But even if, you know, they wanted to drop off something that you're asking for, make sure that's on the website. And, you know, use viral marketing. Get as many people as you can to keep spreading the word. And the more that you do that, other people are going to latch on to that idea. And you'll gain new street team members basically, pretty much automatically. But it takes time. None of this is going to happen overnight, folks. It's pretty much, something that you have to put a lot of time and effort into. But you don't have to spend a lot of money. And over time, you're really going to change the landscape of what you got going with your website. Okay, how much time do we have?
Yeah, about 2 minutes.
Okay, good. All right, so now I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was really great having you on. We talked
thank you.
To you about 25% of what I wanted to talk about.
I told you.
We'll talk more about the rest of this list after the show. Mm-hmm. And people can donate right now. They can go right to your website, lifecenterofhernando.com,
mm-hmm.
to
yes.
donate. Is there a phone number that they can call to do? Do you accept
they
credit
can,
cards?
We
like
do
that?
Accept credit cards on PayPal. We do
on
have
PayPal, okay.
on via PayPal on our website, and that's pretty much what we've been using so far, as well as contacting the executive director or myself if you have you want to donate a check or goods,
okay,
clothing,
well, we
gotta
make sure
food.
That all of that, all those contact points are on the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Next week, we're going to have Michael Smith from CTS Graphic Designs, and the show will be about the mysterious and elusive subject of relevant content. We're going to get more deeply into that subject. We talked about it a little bit today, and we're looking for sponsors on the show. Call me at 352-610-9890 if you want to sponsor the show. And I think that's it. This is Jerry Butat, Marketing Matters. And you can contact me and my business if you're interested in software development at 352-610-9890.
Good job, son. You got another one under your belt. Well done. You do it again next week, right?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. All right, then.
Thank
we'll
you,
be
Jerry.
Back next week with CTS Graphic Designs.